This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Monday, the 5th day of February, 2018. Every show gets more power-packed because time is compressing. We're headed towards the singularity. It is an incredible time to be alive. The Eagles have the big upset win, and the big story behind the story is that it was the binding force of their Christian faith, according to the coach and the players, that had them break the back of the NFL's globalist poison. And that's why all of them unanimously have not kneeled. That's why they've been basically immune to the Hollywood brainwashing. And that's the story behind the story. That's coming up in the broadcast. Also, obviously, we have a whole other twist on that front. Colts Edwin Jackson, starring linebacker, killed after being struck by a suspected drunk driver. And the media didn't get it right nationally. Locally, they did. Liberal media wouldn't say the guy was an illegal alien. Conservative media would say he was from Mexico, deported twice. Now, he was from Guatemala, deported at least twice, and illegal alien. And the issue here is they won't say it. When you see somebody run over folks in France or Germany or shoot people or bomb them, they'll say a German man attacked people with a truck today. And then he's been there 2 years. He's a, quote, migrant refugee. And it's the same thing with that. If you were a illegal alien in Mexico from wherever in the world, say China, the U.S., wherever, and you run over somebody drunk, they'd say, in the country illegally, this individual ran over X. But it's such a unified front all over the Western world for the left to cover up the crime statistics. And the big one with illegals is the serious, serious, serious drunk driving. But it just shows the media controls. So we're going to go through all the different sections of that. There's a very illustrative quote and audio file from a podcast he was on, Jimmy Kimmel. He used to be funny, but he's turned into a total mouthpiece of Chuckie Schumer. He talks to Chuckie Schumer, he said, pretty much 7 days a week, but 5 nights a week, he talks to him about what to put in his monologue, what to say, what to do. The Democrats also work with Colbert, you name it. And you can see the talking points there every day. But he's come out and said, libs excel at late night hosting because job requires intelligence. No, we know for a fact that Jay Leno is more of a libertarian, certainly not a liberal, and that he had double the ratings of his replacement, and that he was rooted out because he isn't vicious and nasty. And he's spoken about that. So people that have better ratings than you, I mean, how many other TV hosts, how many other comics have been removed off of their television programs? Mr. Allen last year, the list goes on and on, because they didn't toe the line, even though he had a hit show. By the way, in talk radio, and in the publication world and so many other areas, it's universally libertarians and conservatives and nationalists where you've got to stand alone and really talk for hours and hours. There are not leftists that can ever be successful or get ratings. No one. They all get talking points. They read off teleprompters. They wear fancy suits. And they say the same thing. Saturday Night Live, Nunes is a slave, a rat. Same thing was said on Bill Maher's program. He's a dirty rat. They get the talking point, they regurgitate it, reading off a teleprompter, and then they call that smart, and they celebrate how smart they are. Sorry, I've been to your rallies. I've seen your constituents. They look like they've been shot with a mutation ray. They look like the undead. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows you prey on a giant dumbed down poor population. Now, on the top, the richest people, 3-1, are leftists because they're parasites feeding on their slaves. That part's true. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The first thing I want to cover out of the gates today is what I'm going to be covering in the next 4 hours. And that is the incredible lies of little Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Select Intelligence Committee. Little Adam Schiff, it turns out, was a favorite on RT over the years. Even when Obama was in office, saying that the FISA court should be transparent and shouldn't be political, and that their activity should be made public. And this video has gotten basically no attention. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, an article that Paul Watson wrote. And then we've got videos beneath it of him on Fox News over the weekend and other networks saying there's going to be a new Oklahoma City bombing if you keep making this political. You made it political lying with DNC funding, and you've been involved, we now know, going to the FISA court and then having a bunch of Democrat operatives at the top of the FBI and Justice Department sit around and try to keep Trump out of office. It has to come out. It's amazing. You did spy on the president. You guys went all over television starting in late January of last year, so a little more than a year ago, and said on every channel over and over again like parrots until my head was going to explode that there was never any spying on anybody in Trump's entourage, his campaign, zero. Now, they just previously, until January 20th, been everywhere, New York Times, Washington Post, saying, we had spying on Trump Tower. We were spying on his campaign. You better watch it, Trump. We've got evidence you're a Russian. They were bluffing. They were hoping there was something there. They had Susan Rice, all of them in the White House, we now know, in daily briefings with Obama, who ordered it, listening to everything they were doing with hundreds of people dialed in. I mean, they had a war room going. Admiral Rogers, on the 17th of November of 2016, when the president had only been in office elect 10 days, not even in office, but president elect 10 days, went to Trump Tower to brief him and said, sir, you were illegally surveilled. That's why they then days later said that was unauthorized. Well, he's the incoming president. That's normal. Then they all called Clapper and Brennan for his firing because he wasn't a traitor. So think about this. They're all over the news in September and October and November, recklessly saying, we know they're all Russian agents. We've been spying on them. Trump gets in, Rogers comes in, meets, Rogers explains how it was illegal, how the FISA court three times refused it, and they came back with orders from Obama. Rogers explains, sir, you can't release it until you're actively the president, then you can, but you need to know what's happened. Trump becomes president. He's sworn in on the 20th of January, 2017. And then he says, there's a lot of leaking going on. There's been spying on me. It's illegal. And it's going to come out soon to the proper channels. They all lie and say, Trump is insane. No one ever spied. Comey goes and testifies, no one ever spied on anybody in the Trump campaign or any of his entourage. Mueller says it. Rosenstein says it. Clapper says it. Brennan says it. They all go on television under oath and say, this is insane, close quote. The president is crazy, close quote. Even though they were all on record saying, you watch it, buddy. There's seven ways to Sunday, the intelligence community, to bring you down. We've been spying on you, and we have the intercepts. Remember when Schumer said that on CNN? We have them all bragging until the president goes, you know that's illegal. And you know leaking it's illegal. And they went, oh, gosh, he's the president now. You're crazy, you're insane, no one was spying on you. In a 24-hour period from the 20th, we're on the front page of the paper, wiretaps of Trump Tower prove Russian collusion, Roger Stone's an agent, we have him under direct command under Putin. Totally made up. Like saying he's under direct command of Mary Poppins. Trump goes, you know, that's all illegal. And the next day they go, you're insane, we never said it, it's crazy, oh my gosh. And I know you all remember this, but it's key to get this out to everybody and to take this live video and slash radio transmission, and I'm going to post this later, InfoWars, this little segment, and send it out to your friends and family, because I can't tell you how many people have called me and texted me from Hollywood, media, Congress, you name it, and said, will you send me one of your best videos explaining, because I'm arguing with my wife that there was illegal spying, but she's saying there wasn't, but now they're admitting there was. This is an important topic because they didn't just get the warrants illegally with lies. They didn't just perjure themselves to Congress. They lied to everybody and said they never spied on anybody in the Trump entourage when you have the Nunes memo, and then you've got the actual 99-page investigation put out last year and got attention a few weeks ago of the FISA court, where they said it was illegal what was going on. This is their own report to the president saying, sir, this is what happened to you. And you got Peter Schiff fighting to have any of this released because him and Obama are both involved. That's why they're so scared. That's why they're so bug-eyed. It's why they're so desperate, because they thought they would get away with this. They thought Hillary was going to end up being elected. So, now Nunes, as Trump said in his cover letter last week, is getting ready to release a bunch of other damning information because they're not backing down where they threatened to go after the president physically, where they're getting orders to take him down, where they're talking in text messages about leaking classified information, which didn't even contain treason or crime, but they claim it's a leak, so it makes it one. You understand? And then they're using the secrecy wall to make stuff up and then pass it through, like Comey and others got caught doing. So they want it. It's all going to happen. And see, they can't give up because they're innately criminal and they know they're criminal and their whole system's going over the edge right now. So the next big question is, what are they going to pull next? Because they spied on a candidate, the Republican nominee, president-elect, right through the day he was president, and it came out they had their deep state people still in the NSA, still in the FBI, still in the CIA, and they were still leaking disinfo against the country. It's being reported Nunes wants to publish as many as five more memos. What did I say 2 weeks ago? I said, I'm told it's a roadmap for more memos to come out that are going to be extensive with the bibliography, with the fact sheets, with a roadmap. Some of these memos, they're saying, are going to be hundreds of pages long of just text messages. We're going to get this son of a bitch. Don't worry. We're going to bring him down. You know, if we can't find it, we're going to have to make it up. If we can't get him on Russian connections, we're going to say he obstructed justice. We got to get somebody to roll and say that he said something that isn't true. I mean, they've already told the public what's there. I've talked to the sources. You think this other stuff hurt the FBI? What's hurting it is they won't roll over and stop their criminal activity at the Clinton Crime Network. And the media, the globalist media, won't give up. So it's going to have to all come out. It's kind of like your child doesn't tear out the trash, doesn't do the right thing, so you take away extra allowance. And then they don't do that, so you ground them. They don't do that, you got to get serious. You're going to go to military school. I'm going to sign your ass up, ship you off. You get your ass in gear right now. You see, it's the same thing. We're sitting here going, land, listen, we're not going to stop. You're not stopping. And we got the goods on you. You don't have crap. So their only hope's killing the president. That's the bottom line. We'll be back. This is the InfoWar. Spread those links, spread those articles, spread the live feeds, and tell folks about local stations. It's an act of rebellion.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I am your host, Alex Jones. It is Monday, the fifth day of February 2018. Later in this hour, I'm going to drill back into the memos. The Democrats want to put out their own memo. You've got Nunes saying he's got five more big memos that absolutely devastate Comey, Mueller, and the rest of them. And, of course, I covered yesterday multiple congressmen have come out now and called for criminal indictments against Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, and others because they've been caught in the text messages and in the memos and in the communiques saying it's political, saying it's to stop Trump, saying it's to stop him in the election, then to remove him once he's president-elect, and lying to the FISA court and not telling them that it was politically motivated or where the money for the so-called investigation came from. That is serious fraud upon the court. That is serious fraud upon the American people. Representative Paul Gosar calls for criminal prosecution of former top FBI DOJ officials after release of Nunes' memo. The Republican from Arizona has a lot of courage, so we're going to be getting to that as well. But that said, I look at all of this news in front of me, and I wanted to just let you know some of the other news that's going to be coming up that I will cover today. The Islamicist behavior is sickening. And to watch the Islamicist wedded to George Soros and the universities and the modern leftist systems and modern leftist countries and cities, and to watch them allowed to commit unspeakable crimes with wanton abandon, and to see it covered up and protected, and then to see the parallel where illegal aliens could shoot a woman in the back, have been deported five times, and the jury virtue signals and doesn't even give the guy manslaughter. Think about that. And you see these cases constantly. You see the case coming up after the break of the cults at when Jackson, star running back, reportedly killed by an illegal alien, and the media won't even say he's an illegal alien. The Indianapolis Star talked to the police. They know the guy's name. They know how many times he was deported. They know everything. But all the rest of the media can't even get it right. Conservative media, the Washington Times, says he's an illegal alien from Mexico. No, he's from Guatemala. That's why I go to the local paper, because they can get there on the ground and actually check the records, not just make stuff up like national media does so many times. It's really incredible. But NFL.com, ESPN, Huffington Post doesn't even say that the guy was from another country. It says, oh, the Indianapolis man, the Indianan. It's like you see an Islamicist who just got in the country a month before runs over 50 people, 100 people, 200 people, up to 300 and something they ran over. It was 100 and whatever killed. And they say, oh, the Frenchman ran them over. The German man ran them over. Yes, the German. Under that political correctness, if I went to China, got in a delivery truck, ran over a couple hundred people, including children, and imagine they'd say on the news, a Chinese man ran, no, it'd be a crazy American, came over to China, stole a delivery truck, and ran over a couple hundred people. It'd be a big novelty. It'd be a big story. You know, like when you get two weird, mentally ill Christians, and they've got dozens of children, some 23 years old, living in feces, and it's Christians, 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 homeschoolers, homeschoolers, homeschoolers. You're all guilty. Well, if Christians are all guilty, then we should at least know if it's an illegal alien or a Muslim, shouldn't we? But no, no, we're going to beat it over your head. So here it is. Without even looking today, there's just stacks of this crud. Paris massacre terrorist complains about Islamophobia, claims Muslims are mistreated. Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Somewhere, someone is playing the world's smallest violin. Paris massacre terrorist Salah Abdeslam, the man who helped jihadists butcher hundreds of people, is now complaining about Islamophobia. He's on trial for the shootout he and Belgian police officers had after the November 13th, 2015 attack. He is not expected to stand trial for his role in the Paris massacre, including 130 people who were killed and 368 that were injured in the Islamic attack, just like Vegas. The Belgian-born French national Moroccan descent is accused of driving the terrorists to their target locations and helping them manufacture explosives. The 28-year-old said Muslims were judged and treated in the worst ways mercilessly and said he was placing his trust in Allah before the judge, and he went on into Islamophobia and the rest of it. So there you get it. You know, hey, I only helped kill 130-something people and injured 368, but you know what? You deserve it because you didn't kiss my ass good enough. And let me tell you something. That's all they do in Europe is just run around worshiping hordes of military-age men. I got another article here today. Britain is the destination for Islamicists from all over the world because it has the highest welfare, the most open arms, and lets them have radical imams calling for the overthrow of England. And there's quotes. And now British schools are saying we just may make all the kids wear burqas. Isn't that just darling? Here's another one. More than 5 million third world migrants entered Europe since 2011. Yeah, it's 10 million total. And it goes on. Voice of America. It's just from people say I'm Russian controlled. Sometimes I link to Russian articles. Well, here's Voice of America we link to. It must be run by the CIA. The latest figures from the European Asylum Office reveal the period between 2011 and 2017, 5,136,000 plus migrants have entered Europe. And they're almost all men. Here's another one. German politicians alarmed at the scale of anti-Christian hate attacks. Attacks on churches and Christian symbols accounted for a quarter of the 97 documented cases, and attacks on Christians have doubled worldwide, even according to the UN, in the last 3 years. Meanwhile, UK-based imam performs Islamic exorcism on screaming burqa-clad woman, spits on her, and smashes a table on her head. And then there's this footage. Women's Fight Club that they put all over the British news like it's a great thing. And it's a bunch of women screaming like toddlers and rolling around, basically urinating on themselves. And it's advertised as the avant-garde thing to do. And they all about how oppressed they are and how hellish it is. It turns out most of them are filthy rich, triple-barreled, people worth hundreds of millions. Running around screaming and bitching, and Paul breaks down to the real feminist star worldwide. We'll play that key report straight ahead and tie it into how similar it is to the Islamic woman wearing a full beekeeper suit with the worst acting I've ever seen, acting like she's possessed. I'm not saying you can't have real possessed people. I've seen it. It looks like Linda Blair. This lady ain't it. We'll be back. Stay with us. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
سحرة يعلمون الناس السحرة
on national television. This is broadcast in England. This is very popular. In his little military outfit with his mind control slave. This woman who has full hoods over her head. We can't even see her eyes. And then he screams at her and spits on her and hits her. And it goes on and on. We'll come back to him spitting on her and hitting her in a moment. But this is the total fruitcake lunacy that is dominant Islam. And you can argue there's been periods in Islam where it was not like this in many areas and was actually quite productive. There were some golden eras. No, this is Orthodox Islam, and they argue that this is their reformation. It's because Christianity had some issues the way it was being played out and used in the Dark Ages to suppress people. So we had a bunch of wars and other things in Europe that killed millions. And that then led to the Reformation. And there were other big wars to exterminate Protestants, and Protestants would kill Catholics, and on and on and on, to what we have is the Reformed Christian church today that you could argue is a lot more like what Jesus Christ taught. A lot of it's sold out in establishment as well. But if you go back to the Dark Ages, if they caught you gathering herbs because it would make your child not die of the bubonic plague, they would burn you at the stake. Because a man or a woman wasn't supposed to know any knowledge, only the people in the castle. And that's what Islam has turned into, is a total suppression system. And it needs a reformation. And it oppresses its main target, other Muslims, which then governments bring in by the millions and let the Muslims sit on top of as political blocks that will vote 100% as they're told by their imams. That's why the authoritarian left love them so much. And I was covering some of this earlier, but Paris massacre terrorist who helped reportedly kill over 130 people and injured 368 says he's upset about Islamophobia and Muslims being mistreated. And then it continues here. More than 5 million third world immigrants entered Europe since 2011, almost all Muslims. German politicians alarmed at scale of anti-Christian hate attacks. And what I just mentioned from Breitbart, UK-based imam performs Islamic exorcism on screaming burqa-clad woman in Sheffield Mosque. And I saw this. Paul Watson, by the way, is from Sheffield in North England. He lives in London now. And it made me think of Paul's video yesterday that shows what they call Women's Fight Club. The video is a must-see if you're a radio listener. It's posted at Real Alex Jones on Twitter and Prison Planet, Paul Watson's Twitter, and, of course, at NewsWars.com. And Infowars.com, and I thought that we would just preface that and then go to the video itself, because the tempered tantrum screeching is much like the bizarre mental illness theatrical display we're seeing from the poor woman that you can bet your bottom dollar has had her genitals cut off. And so Paul, in this important video, breaks down what's really happening here. He breaks down what the real threats are here. And you get around these modern feminist women, they are basket cases who all come from wealthy families, pretty much, who are trying to one-up each other on who can be more bizarre, more crazy. And it's all about not having males around. And so it all has an extreme anti-male, anti-family bent, which, by the way, I have stacks of news articles here today from mainstream news documenting everything I've told you so far. Gender-bending chemicals found in plastic, a link to breast and prostate cancer, found in 86% of teenagers' bodies. Daily Mail. Not just a boy and girl, some teens identify as transgender. No children because of climate change. Some people are considering it. New York Times. See? It's the agenda. They're now admitting exactly what I told you. But here's Paul Watson's special report. We'll go to break after that and come back.
This is a space where we can recognize that we're angry.
Oh my God.
We want to destroy the conservative government. We want to bring down the patriarchy.
So the first rule of Feminist Fight Club is talk about Feminist Fight Club.
I mean, isn't it awful how all these bigots stereotype feminists as being fat, angry, ugly misfits.
God only knows where they get that idea from.
Before the fight, I always think about how angry I am. I think about the man that catcalled me on the street.
I'm sure you get catcalled all the time, love.
My name is Phoebe Patey Ferguson, and I founded Femterror. We fight each other as a mode of resistance to try and channel our energies and our rage.
So you've got a triple-barreled name and you go to a prestigious London university.
Yeah,
you don't sound very oppressed to me. You sound like another privileged, entitled, inherited wealth snowflake. Let me do a little mansplaining about real feminism. Real feminism is risking arrest and torture for removing your hijab in public. Real feminism is marching in the streets against a theocratic tyranny. Real feminism is strapping on a machine gun to kick some ISIS ass. You, rolling around in a basement in your sweaty underpants while screaming incoherently, that's not real feminism.
When you feel, like, empowered by the numbers, actually, like, yeah, it feels like you can go out and smash them.
Now, like, forgive me for being, like, frank, but, like, the only thing you should be smashing is the Weight Watchers weekly meal plan.
I have experienced, like, moments of a lot of, like, oppression and repression. Or not moments, but, like, a lifetime of that, actually.
That they have been oppressed and are very oppressed.
Really? A lifetime of oppression? You? Really, you? With your plummy accent and your leisure time spent painting your face while rolling around in a cellar in some upper-middle-class hipster enclave, let me do a little mansplaining about real oppression. Real oppression is having your genitals mutilated to fulfill the dictates of a backwards belief system. Real oppression is being subjected to constant death threats for trying to renounce a religion that kills people who try to leave it. And overcoming all this to escape a ghetto in Somalia to become one of the most influential women on the planet. That's real oppression. You being triggered by a Sargon of Akkad video, that's not real oppression.
It's difficult to be, like, sexy in specific spaces without being sexualized.
Yeah, preventing it from becoming sexualized may have been made more difficult by the fact that someone's drawn a giant on the wall. Now, I'm no fan of Theresa May, but if she wants to get re-elected, this should be going in her campaign ad. So you want to fight the patriarchy by removing Britain's first female prime minister in 2 decades and replacing her with a man from a party that in its entire history of existence has never had a female leader. A party that organises political meetings where women are segregated to appease an actual patriarchal belief system. That's how you're going to bring down the patriarchy. Somewhere in there we hear a muddled argument about drawing attention to domestic violence. Even though every study shows that lesbians are statistically far more likely to be violent than heterosexual couples. Not that I'm saying any of them are lesbians. I mean, is it any wonder that just 7%... 7% of people in the UK identify as feminists. When even members of Vice's hardcore audience is saying it's cringy, chances are it's cringy. How do you think the vast majority of young women are going to react when they watch this? If you really want to bring down the patriarchy, why aren't you encouraging women to get STEM degrees? If you really want to end the oppression of women, why don't you draw attention to countries in the world where women are actually being oppressed? Theresa May and the Tories aren't stoning women to death for violating Sharia law. Theresa May and the Tories aren't passing laws that legalize marital rape. Theresa May and the Tories aren't instructing police to round up women if their headscarf slips.
She broke Islamic dress code.
We live in a world where grid girls are being eliminated. And this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's breaking on Infowars.com, just went up. Lawyers for General Mike Flynn to call for case to be dismissed over corruption at the FBI. It's known as poison of the poisonous tree and fruit of the poisonous tree because the whole thing was a fraud. It was political. It's admitted. They lied to the FISA court. They lied to Congress. The whole thing is coming crashing down, and they bet everything on it. The plan was, and they've stated this in their own establishment publications, Atlantic Monthly, New Yorker Magazine, New York Daily News, you name it, Financial Times of London, the Rothschild-owned Economist. They said, we're going to prove that the election was run by Russians. We're not just going to say that the president stole the election and that election will be reheld, but this time overseen by a special group that Obama put into Homeland Security with an executive order. We're going to unseat everybody in Congress, every Republican that won. There'll be a new election on that front. And then they said, we're also going to then target Americans that are known to be promoting Russian propaganda. And you've seen through the year since Trump won the election, the year and 4 months, that they now sent out letters last week to 600 plus thousand people saying, you work for Russians. You're a Russian bot. People got lawyers. They got folks to look at their accounts. Twitter had to say, actually, none of them are Russians. It was real stuff. But it didn't stop Adam Schiff from sending out letters to Congress and letters to Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google saying, all of this is Russian bots. Don't let anybody criticize the committee. This was just 2 weeks ago. Don't let anybody criticize the chairman on the Democrat side, the chairman's Nunes, but the Democratic leader. Or we'll say you're a Russian agent. There it is. Dianne Feinstein and Adam Schiff claim Russian bots and trolls are behind hashtag release the memo. And so 600 and something thousand of you that put that out, you are now suspects too. And I thought about the clips I played over the weekend, and maybe I should dig those up and play them again, where they got a congressman on accusing Tucker Carlson again of being a Russian agent. In fact, cue that up if you can. It's the last minute. So here is the Democrat congressman, a attaché, a protégé of Nancy Pelosi. Here is Nancy Boy on there. And understandably, Tucker Carlson doesn't usually, you know, act like he gets mad. If he gets mad, it's real. And, you know, you're getting called a Russian agent for 6 minutes before he's saying you're hurting America, you know, releasing this memo undermines things. And then we have video coming up after it of Schiff on RT 3 years ago saying we need to make the whole FISA thing transparent and it doesn't need to be political. So a complete turnabout. So that's coming up next. But here is a congressman. Again, they told Rand Paul he's a Russian agent. They said I'm a Russian agent. Never any proof. Here it is.
All Americans, including my children, less safe.
You continue to support the idea that we should give suspects in criminal cases the evidence against them before we ask them any questions. Well, you also believe that there's nothing wrong.
I don't support that. I do think we should give them the benefit of the doubt as the Constitution requires us to. Call me a liberal. When have I said that I think that we should give evidence to, I'm not even sure what that means. By the way, I think people charged in a criminal case have the right to the evidence against them, don't they?
Do you think?
Not when they're being questioned, Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker, not when they're being questioned, not when they're under suspicion. Do you think it's a problem?
Suppose again. They set up a special counsel by Rosenstein who set up the group with McCabe and with Comey. It's all documented now to go after the nominee, then president-elect after that. They're the ones that are under suspicion, but they open this blanket thing up that includes Tucker Carlson and Senator Rand Paul and Alex Jones and the president and his whole family, and now 600 plus thousand Twitter users. You're all under surveillance. You're all suspects. You're all being watched for the hashtags you put out. You're all under suspicion for working for Vladimir Putin. When it's Hillary up to her eyeballs in it, and then now these criminal cases are going, and there's no evidence there, there's no Russian collusion, so they just expand the dragnet, wanting to overthrow the country, wanting to still have this coup d'etat by special counsel. That's what it is. It's a rogue Clinton FBI special counsel coup that's politically been caught, engaged in fraud, in leaking, in perjury, in absconding, and Schiff trying to block the release of all this stuff. It's criminal, like nothing I've ever seen, so ridiculous, so naked, so brazen. And this little smart-mouth, arrogant person, they practice acting arrogant. They practice fake it till you make it. You know these people. They're the worst. Representative Swalwell is jeopardizing national security. Says Tucker's jeopardizing it. And when that isn't enough to bully him, well, you're a Russian agent. Let's go back to it.
Evidence in the Russia investigation. Do you think it's a problem that they were sent evidence in the Russia investigation when they are subjects of the investigation?
Pause again. The former head of the NSA... Well, still head of the NSA at the time, Admiral Rogers went to the president-elect and said, sir, they did this illegally. And FISA wrote a 99-page. The court said it was illegal. They put a memo out about what you guys did. Absolutely, it's good when criminal activity is going on by a rogue group in the FBI and the Justice Department to go to the president and show him. Absolutely. See, we're fighting back. You're not used to that, are you? Let's go back to it.
Click there.
What in the world? No, no.
Donald Trump, maybe Don McGahn.
In the case of today's memo, what specifically have I espoused that empowers threats to our country?
You're peddling the narrative that the Trump administration is putting out, which also is the Putin narrative because they're retweeting this with their Russian bots. If you're on the same side as WikiLeaks and Putin, you should take a step back and wonder whose bidding are you really doing?
I don't even know what to say. I don't want to explode on TV, so I'm just going to end the segment now. Let the record reflect
you're
working for a hostile foreign government. We'll be back soon.
And the reason Tucker's so mad is he knows that sack of garbage knows none of that's true. He's not just imputing your honor. He's part of the evil group that actually works for the Russians or had been paid off by them, the Chinese and others. Now, they put out a CIA report, Democrats did, that in it mentioned that I'd been on RT before. So that meant I was a Russian agent. That's their proof. Well, Schiff's gone on there a whole bunch. This is from Schiff a few years ago on there, saying he's got problems with lack of transparency at the FISA court. Now he's saying the exact opposite. The article's on Infowars.com. Here's the video.
Meanwhile, on the other side of Capitol Hill in the House of Representatives, efforts continue there as well to inject more oversight into the NSA's surveillance programs and the top-secret FISA court. One of those members of Congress leading the effort is Adam Schiff from California. He joined me earlier, and I asked him how his reforms to the FISA court will protect America's First and Fourth Amendment rights.
Well, I think they'll have the cumulative impact of making the FISA court much more transparent so the American people can understand what's being done in their name, in the name of national security, so that we can have a more informed debate over the balance between privacy and security. I think this can be accomplished while also maintaining sources and methods and not compromising some of the very real national security concerns at stake. It also will mean, in terms of the appointment of FISA judges, a more diverse set of judges than those that were chosen by the Chief Justice alone.
Yeah, that means Obama people got put in.
That vetting process of Senate confirmation.
That's good. So that's him going in and actually having Obama take over the FISA court, but saying it's for transparency and openness and to release stuff. Now he says don't release anything or you're a Russian agent. So there you go. Just briefly. When you financially support us, it makes it all possible. Thank you for your support. Books, videos, T-shirts, documentary films, thousands of great items, InfoWarsStore.com. We have to end this special. What it is DNA Force Plus, but I'm calling it Cell Force, but I think I'm going to go back to the name DNA Force Plus. We had a contractual issue, but now we're authorized to use that name. But it's more the BioPQQ, more the CoQ10, more of all of it, a lot more of it, at a much lower price. So this is an amazing, known for, again, helping the telomeres not shrink as fast, helping detoxify the cells. There's nothing like it. You and your family deserve it. It helps support the broadcast. Cell Force, 53% off right now. Pollen Block's about to sell out, 50% off. People love that. We have the new shirt of the month. It's a limited edition, Trump Pinch 2020. And it says a perfect vision for America with a white American flag on the right shoulder and InfoWars on the back. That is limited edition. Sign up for that. Get 20% off. Get a new shirt every month. Cancel anytime. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And a lot of other specials are about to end as well. Second hour, only minutes away. The fight against the globalists accelerates to victory speed.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Top scientists and researchers